possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still to come on the show today, Ben Standig in half an hour. An hour from now, Don Van Natta, ESPN investigative reporter. Oh, man, he is like a pig in slop right now, waiting. If you didn't see yesterday, John Gruden won his case against the NFL in the Nevada Supreme Court, meaning that that case where he is alleging the NFL leaked his emails to get him fired from the Raiders because many of those emails contain terrible things, including some about Roger Goodell, that can go to discovery. And if you don't remember all the details, the emails that those were pulled from were from the Beth Wilkinson investigation into the Commanders. Like, many of those emails that got him in trouble were sent to Bruce Allen. So are we about to learn more terrible things about Dan Snyder and just pour dirt on his grave, if you will? We will talk to Don about what he thinks is in that, why this is happening, and what's next for Gruden in the NFL coming up at 5:30. Right now, though, we continue on a Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980. Let's go to our girl, Mill. Mill, what's going on? Thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show. How are you feeling about the Commanders a month away from the season?
Craig?
I'm good, Mill.
How you doing? Hey, thank you for taking my call as usual, Craig. I'm feeling really good about this season. I know the Terry deal will get done. I'm not really worried too much about that. I know Adam Peters is going to really do whatever it takes to make sure Terry is well paid, well compensated, and everything. I just really want him to at least try to get into somewhat of this offense, even if it's the last preseason game or I don't know. But I think he'll be ready as well. But I'm very much looking forward to the defense, this newly revamped defense. I was telling Anthony, just seeing how we couldn't stop the run last year and just looking forward to, the Johnny Newtons and, Frankie Louvu and even Von Miller just kind of having that added twist to it. And at the same time, having these cornerbacks, Amos just been having a lot of praise during this offseason and training camp. And as well as seeing Jeremy Reeves, I heard he was taking some snaps with the ones. And so, I'm just looking forward to the defense. And I know the offense is going to deliver, but just definitely looking forward to this newly revamped defense stuff, Craig. But thank you so much for taking my call, sir.
You got it.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
You as well. Great call as always, Mill. I am actually, Anthony, very much looking forward to the defense as well. I think because of how much of a question mark it is. And the fact that I think some of the answers they have are good. There are real questions, but I also think there are actually real answers, which leads us to an activity that I thought of 4 minutes before the show, and I'm kind of embarrassed that it took me until 4 minutes before the show to think about it, but I'm excited for this. Anthony, I think it's time for us to have a draft.
Let's do it.
Because the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage today was, they had to split up the teams. And so I thought it would be kind of fun if we could draft our own teams. Because, you know, whether you're Cliff or I'm Cliff, and you're Joe or I'm Joe, one of us is burgundy, one of us is gold, we can just draft our own teams. So how are we going to decide first pick here?
We could rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Sure.
I can see you.
I know.
You can see me too.
I know.
All right, here we go.
All right, you're on shoot, just to be clear.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
All right.
I can't see your hand. There we go. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, hey. So you get first pick.
You know where I'm going. In five, I trust JD.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. Okay, thanks for doing the easy one. Also, I'm like, do I have a pen? Are we writing this down somewhere? You got?
I'm putting a sheet together.
Okay, I got docs open, but things aren't the computer. Whatever. The point is, the second pick of like who is the next best player on the Commander / who would I want the most for an intra-squad scrimmage is kind of fascinating. I think. And also, hold on, real quick. Should have said this. This won't affect your pick because basically, no matter the circumstances, JD is the number one pick. It's like Terry and the injured guys available.
They weren't available today, so no.
Okay, so Terry's not available. Okay. I think I'm going to go Bobby Wagner, which I don't think he's the second best player on the team necessarily. He's not far, but I also, like, if I'm thinking about, okay, you got Jaden, I want, like, my team captain on the other side, I think I'm going to go Bobby.
All right, you're going Bobby. I'm leaning on my offensive attack. I'm going Laremy Tunsil.
That's what I thought you would do. Okay, I am going to take away your safety blanket then. I'm going to take Zach Ertz, which I think is a pretty fascinating thing to think about. The fact that I, with my first two picks, if I'm doing a Commanders, like, burgundy and gold draft, I'm taking a 34-year-old linebacker or 35-year-old linebacker and a 34-year-old tight end. Two positions not necessarily known for their value in drafts at ages, not particularly known for drafts, but like if I'm building a team to beat you, which is really what this is about, then I'm taking away your favorite target. I'm getting either Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson, whichever quarterback I eventually take. I'm getting them the best target on the team that's available. And I've got the mastermind of the defense on my side.
I like where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, I would too if I were you. You probably have the two best players on the team.
With my third pick, this one might surprise you. I'm going Trey Amos.
That feels aggressive.
Oh, overdraft?
I think that's an overdraft.
It's okay though, Craig, because I have
not
a plan.
Be. You have a plan. Okay. So in Formula One, I can't believe this is where my brain just went. So like in Formula One, if there's two cars from different teams that are leading the race, right? Let's say it's McLaren and Ferrari. If the Ferrari or if the McLaren pits, often the Ferrari will follow to do what's called covering them off. Because they want to make sure that like the new fresher tires. With the strategy, doesn't matter. It's called covering off. Basically, whatever you do, I'm going to do to make sure that we're on the same strategy. There's a part of me that wants to take Marshawn Lattimore because of that, to cover off the corner position, to know that I'm not going to get stuck. However, I think there's enough other players that I could look at. Or is there? No, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to cover off. This, if we put this draft without context on social media, we would get shredded for this. Marshawn Lattimore.
You stole my pick.
Okay, I'm now glad I did it.
It's all good. With my...
Also, not doing a snake draft is really screwing me.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly chasing you. I am this is for the five people that listen to the show. Actually, more than five. A lot of people watch Formula One. I am definitely the Ferrari here. I'm just in second place. You are definitely the McLaren.
What do I want to go here? Okay, you went Marshawn. I think I'm going to go Quan Martin here.
That's not a bad pick.
I'm going to go Quan.
That's not a bad pick at all. However, I don't think it's the optimal pick. I am going to go...
Go ahead.
I still think Daron Payne's the best defensive lineman on the team. I'm going to take Daron Payne.
I like it.
And I think that's a good value pick.
I like it. It's okay, though. Now I'm going Mikey here.
Oh, that's a good pick. I'm kind of annoyed at myself for that one. No, I'm not. Deron was the right. Deron was a good pick.
Deron was a good pick.
Mikey, that's a great pick out of you. All right. I know that I need someone to anchor my offensive line. You already took Laramie. Sam Cosmi's ineligible because he's hurt. Give me Biadasz.
Ooh, hey, that's a hell of a pick, Craig. Dang.
We'll go one more pick each, take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish it up. We'll see if we can get an entire starting lineup for the both of us.
Dang, man. All right, here we go. My next pick, Connerly.
Wow. You went with the rook early.
I'm going with him. I think I really could have waited on him, too.
Yeah, I think.
I felt the pressure.
Yeah, but the pick is in. The pick is in. All right, I am going to go with, I'm between two guys. I'm going to go with Debo.
Okay.
I'm going to say Debo Samuel. If I can get him, now I have a veteran center. I have Zach Ertz. I have Debo Samuel. I'm putting together an offense that's got some good easy buttons for either Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson. Oh, I still have Marcus. I get Marcus. Marcus didn't participate today. Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson with a pick later in the draft. Okay. That's like half of our teams. We're going to see who winds up with it. Then maybe we can make like a poll or something on the internet and we can have people vote which team would win. We can also screenshot this and send it to Ben Standing and be like, Ben, which team is going to win? Because Standing's joining us at 5, Van Notte at 5:30. We got a pick 6 at 6 coming. We're locked and loaded here on the Hoffman Show. First, before all that, a look at what's trending.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the first and who knows, maybe last ever burgundy and gold draft. We gotta see if Dan Quinn does this scrimmage thing again next year. It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Ben Standing in 15 minutes at 5 o'clock. The Commanders held an intra-squad scrimmage today. So Anthony and I took it upon ourselves to try to draft our own teams to see who would get the best team. So Anthony, I'm now trying frantically like create a spreadsheet. Because that's how my
I got one
is.
Already.
Can you share it with me?
Oh yeah, my bad.
That would be very helpful. Because now I can stop creating this one and you know I can do it. Anthony had the first pick. He took Jaden Daniels. I went Bobby Wagner actually second because I was like, let me get some Jaden Daniels kryptonite. Also took Zach Ertz. Anthony's got Laramie Tunsil. So
I just sent it.
You did excellent. Anthony, hey, and he shared a file with me. He sure did. Yeah, phone. That's me. Look at my face. All right. It'd be really cool if I could get this on, but you did it. You did it pick by pick. I was going to try to create a spreadsheet of by position. That way I could, see what I needed. I was doing more strategy. See where the holes are. See where the blank spots are. Whatever. This will work. We're smart people. Anthony, who you got?
Javon Kinlaw, sir.
Oh, you went Kinlaw. Okay.
I'm playing with me, man.
All right. So Anthony's team is currently Daniels, Tunsil, Amos, Quan Martin, Mike Sainer still, Josh Connerly, Javon Kinlaw. I've got Wagner, Ertz, Lattimore, Payne, Biotish, Samuel. And that leaves the guy that I wanted to take next to. I'll take Frankie Louvu.
Oh, my God. What a pick.
You kind of just forgot about Frankie Louvu.
Me too.
I'm saying you forgot about Frankie. I did not forget about Frankie
Louvu. I did. I'm over here looking at the roster, too, and
I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Oh, there he is now.
Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. How about that?
I'm that was a great pick. After that, Mr. Craig Hoffman. This gets tough. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going back to the trenches. Give me Andrew Wiley.
Okay, that's a smart pick. I like that. Let's see. I've got him. Now I'm doing my positions to make sure that I don't mess things up here. I've got those two guys. I've got him. I feel like I probably also should go offensive lineman, but I don't feel super strongly about any of the guys that are left. Like, am I really going to go Nick Allegretti here? No, I'm going to take Brian Robinson. I take the guy who's probably the best available player.
Okay. Hey, look, I love that for you. After that,
Now we're getting into backup land, except for
now we got some starters out there still.
We got a couple.
Give me. So I'm trying to figure out if I want an every down defensive lineman or a situational guy.
This is tough.
All right, give me Dorrance.
Oh, that's a good one. That's someone I think I kind of forgot about. I'm going to go Johnny Newton, and I'm going to hope that Johnny Newton has a good year. But I think from an upside talent standpoint, he's probably one of the better guys on the board, unless I go pure situational.
And now that you have not taken my other guy, give me Von Miller too.
Yeah, I guess that's probably smart. All right, I'll cover you off on the DNs. I'll take Dietrich Wise.
Okay.
Oh, I probably should have just waited on that.
Who was your guy that you took after Wiley?
I took Brian Robinson.
Oh, Brian Robinson. I didn't write that down. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got some pieces over here, Craig.
So do I. We're running out of pieces. That's kind of the point.
After that, I don't have any linebackers. This is bad.
Yeah.
So I might have to go small. Give me Will Harris.
Dang it. That was literally the guy I was about to take.
Give me Will Harris, sir.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Well, son of a gun. Son of a gun. All right. We can play games. I have some positions that are just really strong. Give me Austin Ekeler.
Oh, okay.
Was going to do something else with.
Hey, look, I'm not worried, man. Piece,
but we're going pony backfield, bro.
Hey, look, I love that for you.
And I got Samuel. I hope that I'm Cliff. Because if I'm Cliff, we got the creative juices over here to do some stuff. Overcome the fact that we're starting not Jaden Daniels.
You're right.
I don't have an offensive line to do anything of it with, but we got the skill positions covered.
Yeah, you do. You need a quarterback that's going to get them the ball. Here we go. After Ekeler. All right, I'm going to go Luke McCaffrey. I do need a receiver.
Yes, you do literally need a receiver. Well, then I'll take Jalen Lane. I think I just got the better receiver.
You're taking Jalen Lane?
Yeah. So I've got Debo and Jalen.
And I got Luke.
And you got Luke.
Noah didn't practice today, right?
Nope.
Terry didn't practice today, right?
Nope. That's why I was like, I'm just take Jalen Lane and mess up your day.
Yeah. So, thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
All right, my next pick, I will be taking. I'm gonna take my guy Bill.
I thought about taking Bill, but I was like, Eckler's actually the more prudent pick.
You already took him, so I'm like, I need a running back. Let me get Bill.
All right. I'll take Jonathan Jones. Now taking a backup, but I need another starting corner. And Jonathan Jones provides real depth at that position.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So I'll take Jonathan Jones.
I forgot. I could have moved Mikey to the outside, you know?
You could for the point of the scrimmage.
But you just took Jones.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Ben Sinnott here. I'm going to give my guy a chance.
Not a bad pick. I thought about going. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to go Percy Butler here. Because I need safeties. I don't have either of them.
Okay.
And I feel like definitively.
Jordan McGee didn't practice today, did he?
He did not. You're really, by leaving me Wagner and Luvu, you really put yourself in a bind.
Yeah, like, can we trade? Can we trade one player?
Yeah, you want to give me five?
No. Negative. Who am I going to put next to Kinlaw? You got DeRon. All right, let me get Eddie Goldman.
That's a good pick. I probably should start filling out this O-line with something. I'll take Trent Scott, and I'll put him at left tackle because I literally don't know what else I would do.
Yeah.
Because you got Wiley. Wait, you got Wiley, Connerly, and?
Yeah, one of them's playing guard.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I got a blank spot at right tackle. I literally don't know who's going to play over there. If we're going based off who we think is going to make the 53, I am literally out of dudes. Also, it would be John Bates at that point.
Are you sure you don't want to trade? Are you sure?
I mean, would you trade me Wiley for Luvu?
Yes.
Okay, I would do that.
All right, Ben, say no more.
Well, Wiley for Luvu. Hold on. Wiley for Luvu and a pick swap. I get the next pick.
Okay.
All right. I want Medrano.
Okay. That's smooth. All right. We go. We got Luvu. We in good standing now.
All right. Now I'm in a place I can live with now. I was in deep trouble.
Who'd you say? You said Medrano?
Yeah, I got Medrano.
Okay. So now I'm chasing you.
Yes. Got to get the pick swaps in, bro.
All right, let me get he didn't practice today.
Who? Coleman?
Bobby Price.
No, he didn't.
Dang.
Yeah, we're running out of players. And we got to start moving cuz Ben Standing's coming up in 5 minutes.
Are we taking specials?
I mean, we're like, unless you want a guy that also plays specials, but we're trying to get an offense. This is a scrimmage.
I'll just take KJ Osborne.
Okay, that fills that spot. All right, I got Nick Allegretti playing left guard. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I guess I'll take Michael Dieter to play my center.
Dang it. He didn't practice. Give me Tyler Owens.
That's a good one.
So I got Butler and Owens at safety. I'll live with that. I guess you get Revo then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll take Revo.
All right, I'll take Noah I at corner. And I need a D lineman, a right guard, and a quarterback.
You took Tyler O. I took Noah I.
No, I took Noah I.
Oh, I got Reeves.
Yeah, you got Reeves. Your pick.
I need let me get Ja'Cory Brooks. So I'll take.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit of a reach, but the coverage is beer over here, receiver.
Yeah. On the D line on the edge, I guess I'm between two guys. I'll take the pass rush juice. I'll take Jacob Martin.
Jacob Martin.
Yeah, it was him or because JJ or Javonte Jean-Baptiste is out, it was either him or Jalen Holmes.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of my squad's all right.
All right, I'm gonna take Cam Arnold as my other linebacker.
All right, because you have to. Who is available for me to play right guard? Julian Good-Jones.
Yeah.
All right, sure. And then who's your pick?
Yeah, I'm missing a left guard.
So, Anthony's got left guard. Whoever's next in the rotation, I've got Josh Johnson at quarterback. And then I think our teams are complete.
Oh.
So, I've got Johnson at quarterback with Robinson and Eckler, Samuel and Lane, Ertz, Scott, Allegretti, Biotish, Good Jones, and Wiley. And then Wise, Payne, Newton, Martin, Wagner, Medrano, Lattimore, Jones, Igbinoghene, Butler, Owens.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. The Wiley for Luvu trade really...
It helped me a lot.
It helped me a lot, too. I had Babushka on the offensive line. That's not even a proper use. I had Bubkis on the offensive line. My Yiddish is backwards. Anyway, the point is, that was fun. I enjoyed that. We'll see if we can get a screenshot of both teams to Ben Standing and see who wins our scrimmage. Or maybe I'll ask our boss to come down. He's floating in the hallway. Who won the scrimmage? When we get back, Ben Standing, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.